Burning forests to clear land has long been a lucrative endeavor in Indonesia. August Nata owns an 8-hectare palm oil farm. Years ago, he sold any trees of value on his land, then he burned what was left. He says burning is the easiest way to clear the land. Large agricultural companies also burn the forest. In the past 50 years, more than 72 million hectares of Indonesia's forest have been destroyed. For some communities in Indonesia, this rapid deforestation threatens their way of life. Peli is a fisherman whose family has lived on the Kerumutan River for generations. He depends on the forest for wood for his home, his boat, and his nets. He is worried about what would happen if the land near the river were developed. He says it is quite threatening. Where else, he asks, can they find wood to make what they need? The environmental group Greenpeace says deforestation in Indonesia also threatens the entire planet. In Sumatra, the jungle floor is covered with decaying vegetation known as peat. It stores vast quantities of carbon dioxide or CO2, one of the greenhouse gases that many scientists say contribute to global warming. Bustar Mitar, an Indonesian Greenpeace leader, says drying and burning of peatland in Sumatra releases CO2 into the atmosphere.
Indonesia is the number three greenhouse gas emitter in the world after US and China, and most of the emission in Indonesia is coming from deforestation.
Satu, dua.
Greenpeace volunteers are working on projects in Sumatra like this dam to restore peatland. Greenpeace brought international journalists here ahead of the global climate talks in Copenhagen to promote one possible solution to the problem.
One of our demand is to ask the developed country to put money on the table, at least 30 billion euro, to helping countries like Indonesia who have the forest to save the forest.
While it is not clear that idea will be accepted at Copenhagen, Mitar says without international assistance, little can be done to stop developers from burning the forest for short-term profit and long-term global environmental damage. Brian Padden, VOA News, Sumatra, Indonesia.